2019 addendum to this audiobook, edition 7 of Goodbye Germ Theory, Immunization versus Vaccination and Probiotic versus Antibiotic. Nearly two decades have passed since this controversial text was first published in 1999, so I figured an up-to-date, state-of-the-union type address would be prudent, especially to my loyal readers who are adherents to this message of truth and whom act to pass this information on to countless other families to save their children around the globe. First of all, let me reiterate a fact I have always stated regarding this thesis I have coined, Goodbye Germ Theory. This is not an anti-medical book in any shape or form. Many medical doctors and medical practitioners within the hospital environment, both in the United States and in other countries, have used this book to aid their quest for professional and educational truth. Let me again reiterate that the practice of medicine, along with its reliance on surgeries and pharmaceutical products, is vitally necessary in our world and has saved countless lives with its thousands of dedicated practitioners. Medical doctors and medical practitioners are some of the hardest working, dedicated, and altruistic people I have met in this lifetime, and I tip my hats to them. Natural physicians as well, such as chiropractors, naturopaths, and acupuncturists, are some of the most dedicated, hard-working, and altruistic people I have met. So this text is not about any particular brand of health practitioner. This text is all about, however, overpowering the lies all health practitioners and their patients have been spoon-fed by special interest groups with the complete truth about the nature of health and the creation of disease. And this truth is something all who call themselves doctor should strive to understand for the betterment of society, which they are sworn to serve. I'd like to give you better news. I'd like to say things have improved since 1999. I'd like to say public awareness has increased to reach a critical mass of at least 10% of the population, which would be enough to end the chemical blood-poisoning madness our children experience by just living in this world. I'd really like to say this, but in reality, I simply don't know if things are any better than when I began this crusade. I suppose we could look at the question's isomer. Are things any worse? Well, Hillary Clinton, probably one of the foremost enemies to ever exist against the people of these United States, is not the president, so there's a positive. Hillary Clinton has been in bed with the medical cartel and has been a pharmaceutical puppet from the early days of her corrupt career with her corrupt husband. Mark my word, if she were president, you would already be dealing with oppressive federal registries to track you and your children for the vaccines you have received or refused to receive. She was working on getting this accomplished during her run as a New York senator, and thank God she was unsuccessful. What the pharmaceutical companies want, what they donate tens of billions of dollars to political puppets and lawmakers for, is to produce more oppressive, self-serving laws under the guise of health and public safety, so that they may well become the fourth branch of government, however ostensibly. What they want is a compliant, brainless, zombified populace, completely unaware of natural biology, completely unaware of their individuality and connection to an all-powerful universal intelligence, and completely subservient to their whims and needs. What they want is a sick and diseased slave race. So I would say we are not quite that bad as yet. But the general population becoming a sick and diseased slave race to the medical cartel is quite a vivid threat lingering over human society. This threat can only be eliminated through a mass shift in consciousness, a paradigm shift toward the truth and a recognition of the brainwashing human beings have been spoon-fed since childhood. I have hoped this book would aid in that process, and over the past few decades, I can see that it has, through the countless emails and phone calls I have received in appreciation for presenting this information. This book has sold many, many copies, and has been translated into languages I cannot even pronounce as I investigate its success on the Internet, throughout the United States, and abroad in varying countries. I am indeed very happy about this, but the fight is far from over. Very far from over, in fact. Lawmakers on the pharmatake are pushing harder than ever to remove your right to not use toxic medical drugs, injected directly into your bloodstream. They call these toxic medical drugs vaccines. It is very interesting to note that the United States is the most medically vaccinated country ever in existence, and as well remains one of the sickest nations on the planet. Unvaccinated populations and unvaccinated children remain under attack, not because they are a health threat by any means, but because they are super healthy, as compared to vaccinated children. And the pharmaceutical medical cartel does not want you to experience their super health. If Hillary Clinton were president right now, you would see unvaccinated children quarantined to their homes by the police. You would see DCF officials with far more power using police to forcefully vaccinate children and label parents who do not vaccinate as child abusers. You would also eventually see the fruition of a project the pharmaceutical companies have been planning for decades. A federally mandated adult vaccination regime that would bar you from hotel stays, car rentals, restaurants, and airplane travel if you did not comply with it. At least thus far, we have been able, through the collective efforts of many good people on this planet, to prevent horrors like this. Rising consciousness is vital to this awareness of truth. More and more people need to know the dangers of this vaccination police state, and it is up to each and every one of us who are aware to spread the word as best we are able. Each state within the United States needs to maintain either or both of its vaccination exemption rights. Some states have philosophical exemptions, and we need to see even more states adopt them. Most states have religious exemptions, primarily due to the nature of religious freedom, which in the United States of America is a constitutional right, not merely a privilege. These exemptions are the key to ongoing safety for unvaccinated people. Fascist states with fascist vaccination laws, like California and Maryland, need to be challenged and changed, or abandoned. At any time, the CDC and the pharma cartel can invent a fear-mongering project based on a made-up epidemic. The first people under attack of these intentional projects will be the healthiest, the unvaccinated, and ones who refuse to believe in and use their internally toxic products. For this, we who understand the truth need to band together and stay vigilant. Yes, this struggle definitely continues on. One of the most positive differences I have noticed in 20 years is certainly the increased awareness of how dangerous both medical vaccinations are to begin with, let alone the scheduling for administering these toxins so regularly, attacking children at very young ages, not giving their immune systems proper time to develop in healthy and effective ways. With the proliferation of the internet, which needs to stay free, the dissemination of this truth has been far more effective with the younger men and women who have taken up this cause, and whom have quoted myself and other warriors of truth contemporary to them. It is precisely to these brave new young men and women that I dedicate this 7th edition audiobook of Goodbye Germ Theory. It is up to you now. Warriors in my generation have got the ball rolling, and it is up to you now to carry the torch of truth, continuing to burn down tyranny and preserve individual biological freedom on this planet. May the force be with you all. One of the concepts I wanted to make crystal clear for this new 7th edition is that of immunization versus vaccination and probiotic versus antibiotic. Immunization is a natural process of stimulating a human being's immune system to act towards greater health. Of course, I am totally into this concept and any means which accomplish this task. There are a ton of natural methods to research, including homeopathy, natural diet, chiropractic, and acupuncture, which act to help immunize a healthy immune system to an even greater level of health. It is every parent's responsibility to research proper and healthy methods of immunizing their children. Without a properly functioning immune system, there is no health. Many people think that immunization and vaccination are the same entity, but they are indeed polar opposites. The term vaccination was coined and stolen by adherents of Pasteurian thought long ago. It was developed into a fear-mongering campaign by an ever-growing pharmaceutical cartel, all to push harmful medical drugs, which comprise vaccines. Vaccination is counterproductive to a healthy immune system and response, and thus the opposite of true immunization. Vaccinations contain immune-killing and suppressant agents in the form of toxic metals and chemicals. And these are only the ones they tell you about in the packet inserts. I believe they as well place nefarious agents like Nagalase into vaccines. Nagalase is one of the most potent immune system killers known to exist. Many, many, many good-hearted and dedicated medical, chiropractic, and other natural doctors have been killed attempting to spread the truth about intentional toxins being placed into vaccines on the sly. To date, The count is over 200 of us have been murdered already simply by trying to spread the truth and protect people from these pharmaceutical crimes. The proof of these murders is all over the internet and on Facebook with sites like Holistic Lives Matter. If you are not familiar with these murders, do some simple Google research. Next is the concept of probiotic versus antibiotic. We know what pro and anti mean, and biotic literally translates to life. Do you believe you can exist without microbes? Germophobes and adherents of germ theory peddle cleansing their hands persistently, thinking something is waiting to attack them on every bathroom door handle. This is a complete misunderstanding of how life operates, and microbes are a part of life just as you and I are a part of life. The answer is absolutely not. You cannot live without microbes. Life already takes a probiotic stance on your existence. Scientific America recently published an article demonstrating that our bodies are replete with microbes, and to think that we can live without them is laughable within the realm of biological science. They demonstrated that each human being has so many microbes within each cell of the body that if the skin were to be stripped off of a body, we would still know that body's features from the trillions of microbes which inhabit everyone. As you will read and or hear within my text, microbes are endogenously created to aid in the proper functioning of your human body, and they are created by small organelles found within each cell called microzyma. This research and term was originally coined by researcher Pierre Beauchamp. More and more today, medical and natural physicians around the globe are realizing the importance of maintaining a healthy flora and microbe balance within the human body. Fermented health products, such as kombucha and the like, which aid in replenishing the body's healthy flora, are on the rise, as well as probiotic supplements. And one of the reasons flora technologies are proliferating is because they create health, cure diseases, and help people feel better. This occurs because of keeping microbes in the body, not killing them off or making them the enemy. Medical and natural physicians are realizing that proper flora balance within the human body helps maintain the immune system, prevent cancers, and has a curative effect of many different diseases, from irritated bowel to acne to heart palpitations and so much more. A healthy flora balance of microbes, especially within the digestive tract, is vital to a strong and healthy immune system. So when is it good to use an antibiotic? Something that literally translates to against life? It is appropriate to use an antibiotic solely to shut off the body's purification response to toxins, only when the detoxification process has been turned on so vividly as to expel toxins at a rate of acceleration that threatens the very existence of the body it is attempting to purify. Due to ridiculous levels of toxicity in today's world, within most human beings, from a varying number of both dietary and environmental sources, purification or elimination processes can become extreme. They can also become extreme if a person needs an emergency surgery. Cutting into the body to remove something or manipulate something, however necessary this may be at times, and be totally appropriate to save a person's life, is an unnatural state for the human body. Surgeries can thus proliferate microbes on a purification path, which is as well unnatural and dangerous to someone's life. This is when you have no choice but to bring in and be grateful for the antibiotic. When used strategically and scientifically in this manner, to temporarily shut off the body's intense purification process, the person has a chance to rest and let the purification process occur over a longer, less life-threatening period of time. This is how antibiotics save lives. There are no bad microbes they are made to kill, as the pharmaceutical cartel would have you believe. Because unless you are dealing with a genetically engineered microbe monster, created in a pharmaceutical lab, there are no naturally occurring dangerous microbes. You have been fed a diet of lies concerning the true nature of life, microbes, and you. This text will tell you the truth about that balance, about how you need this balance to live a healthy life, and how to protect your biological freedom so that you may protect that balance for yourself, your children, and your family. Yours for perfect and long-lasting loving health, always, Dr. William P. Trebbing.